There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Good evening.
And hello. And today on Skincare with Friends, we are talking about Asian skincare. Mm-hmm. After a request from one of our Facebook group members. So that's a very exciting and interesting topic. You were about to tell me a story about a lady.
Oh yeah, I watched this great documentary of this wonderful girl who sustained burns primarily to her face when she was 4 weeks old. And I'm guessing she's like in her 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
And she was doing a little documentary on people who go under the knife for cosmetic reasons. So she went to the capital of cosmetic surgery.
What's her name, do you know?
Katie.
Oh yeah. So, oh, she's 4 weeks old. Yeah, I've seen her.
She was a baby
She's beautiful.
No, not that Katie Piper.
No, yeah, not her. Katie Piper. Not her. Was quite bad. No, that was an acid.
That was an acid attack. Yeah. She is beautiful also, but this girl is just gorgeous. But her personality really sort of comes through as well. She's just a really self-deprecating, and she's obviously been through shit, and she's never known a life not having.
Burns on her face.
She's 4 weeks old. Yeah, she's 4 weeks old.
So sad.
So she goes, her question is, why do people go under the knife? And it wasn't that simplistic, like, oh, I don't understand it, because, you know, that's just vanity for her.
Yeah.
She had so many sort of skin grafts and nose jobs that, you know, when the skin webs, when they're scarring.
Around her eyes
and
nose.
Yeah, so she's had to cut it so many times.
And
she
starts contracting, getting tighter again. Oh.
So exactly, so her skin around her nose has gone really tight. And
so she's obviously over the whole process of having a nose job.
So she does want to have one for cosmetic purposes because she wants to bring her nose down.
Yeah,
because obviously
pushed up.
Exactly.
Contraction.
So she decides to go to the capital of cosmetic surgery, which is Seoul in South Korea.
Yeah, they're really into it.
But it's mad because maybe that goes a little way to explaining why their skincare is so big.
Yeah.
Because they have people that do face mapping and face reading.
Yeah, they're really into it. It's just a lot more available and cheaper.
But also, just because the face is so important there.
Yeah.
So these face readers she had a face read and they were saying, well, because your forehead is really scarred, which means bad fortune.
Oh, no.
In childhood.
Oh, and right, like that. Oh, like, I see. I thought
no,
you meant,
shit,
like,
you asshole.
Sun
I got
damage.
Burnt in a fucking caravan fire. Of course
it was
I
very
had...
misfortunate for me at that point.
What she's saying is, really, on the face of it, even though this was a real sort of, this person was supposed to be helping her, basically what she said, it's so important, your facial features are so important in this particular
culture
in this particular country, that she just thought, well, no wonder why so many people go under the knife.
Yeah.
But also it's the whole Western style of beauty as well, so lots of them are going to have the double eyelids.
The eyelids changed.
So and a lot of them, there is a real uniform look.
Yeah. They
all
look really quite similar.
Yeah.
And
that they're going for, which
perfect.
Is kind of a bit creepy as well, really.
A bit robotic.
And also they were saying that it's an absolute, you know, that we, I think it's now, is it illegal to ask for a photo on a CV here?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there it's, you have to.
Yeah.
So this one woman said, the reason I'm going for cosmetic surgery, so to have double
advance
eyelids, nodes. Yes, to advance my career. And also the man who is also South Korean was like, yeah, your eyes, they just look really unfriendly. You look mean. Look really mean and angry. And I was thinking,
she was like, but she didn't.
She was beautiful. She had like a typical South, like, her facial features were, so single monolids, really beautiful high cheekbones. She was just gorgeous. But because he had said to her, you look really unfriendly and your eyes, you just look really shifty. I was like, you're such a prick. First of all, you look exactly like that, but for some reason it's completely acceptable for the male surgeon to
say
her
something so horrific.
Yeah.
To a woman.
So it was a real
What was it called, this documentary?
I'll find out. It was on BBC Three. Okay. It was really, really interesting to watch. But anyway, I don't actually think she ends up going to end the knife, because one of the surgeons, who was obviously very, very good, said, you just don't have enough skin around your nose to...
No, and that's... Yeah, that's probably a good surgeon who knows his stuff.
Yeah, I think they were saying, oh, there are plenty of things
you have
could
to
do,
like, expand your skin with a balloon.
Yeah.
I've seen those people having...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even think, can you do that if you've got that much scar tissue on your face?
Maybe not, yeah.
Probably not. She was so beautiful, though. I mean, you're just rooting for her because you know. But anyway, I just thought that was a really interesting glimpse into South Korea and...
their attitudes towards beauty.
And I think it was 60% of women in their 20s had had cosmetic surgery.
60%? That's huge, isn't it? Mm. God. Mm. Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's pretty accepted. Whereas I suppose...
here, people would look at you funny if you said you were having a...
But they wouldn't look at you funny if you said you were 20 and you'd had collagen and Botox and the rest, would they, I guess? I mean, that's
kind of odd.
It's becoming the norm, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the look of a young woman to have big lips, which I find really odd. And
I find it odd if your face can't support it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Full lips is more attractive. But there's people having way more fillers than they should. And they look weird. And then the issue is that they're having it done by people who don't know what they're doing.
Mm.
There's beauticians and people who aren't medically trained putting fillers in people's faces.
But also, so that aside, so take the safety aspect aside, is it, if someone came to you and wanted a certain amount of filler or whatever put in...
that would raise alarm bells.
You would just be like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, like, what are you trying to achieve? You want, like, people, like, there was a girl in work, she was like, I want 2 mils.
Is that a lot? I don't know.
Loads,
is
yeah.
What's the norm,
One is the maximum you do in one session.
Whoa.
I'm like, you're 17, you're not having 2 mils. You're not having 1 mil even. You're not old enough.
Yeah.
And I showed her photos of what could go wrong, and she was like, don't care. Do it. Like, no.
Don't be so... you're under 18, so it's not happening
I'm not
anyway.
Allowed to do it anyway. My insurance wouldn't cover me. And I
but
feel
the,
really uncomfortable.
The scary
and
thing
wrong.
Is, you know she's going to find someone
she did.
Shit.
She has.
Oh,
yeah,
no. Have you seen her?
No, I haven't seen her since.
Oh.
No, I know. Yeah.
And she has had it done.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
It's really sad.
Well, she probably thinks it's really funny and whatever.
Thing is, though, when you're in that bubble, you don't... you know what it's like. You know, you followed whatever trends. Like, we know, you're a goth who liked to draw black roses on stuff.
Not a tongue piercing. I had a belly button piercing that went all green.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I think that's just a rite of passage, isn't it?
Yeah.
To have a green belly button piercing.
Pus coming out your belly button is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like that kind of thing. It's just like, it doesn't matter how stupid it is and how I'm going to have a scar for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do it because I don't care because I'm 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had a penchant for sort of 70s sort of sports apparel and sad looking eyebrows.
Fine.
Just always looking sad.
Sad, did they?
Just like they just went down. There was no shape to my eyebrows.
No.
It was terrible.
I saw Facebook was like, what's it called when it says like this was you 10 years ago, which is always great.
Yeah.
And there was a picture of me in Australia when, like, no eyebrows, burnt to a crisp, but, like, freckles and red face, like, smiling, looking really young, and, like, oh, Nia, you twat, look at you. What did you do to yourself? Why did you do that? You've ruined your face for the rest of your life.
And this is why we're talking about it.
Yeah. Well done.
This is what's got us into it. Okay, so...
So Asian skincare, is it different to Western skincare?
How?
Well, you know, just... what is Western skincare like? I don't think we do it very well, do we?
Cleanse, tone, moisturise.
Yeah, that's
the
three-step rules.
Thanks, Clinique.
That's sort of traditional. But I think, you know, everything's changing and we're moving towards a more complicated routine. But I just think Asian people have spent a lot more time and money on their skincare for longer, so that the industry's caught up to that. And there's just more skincare available, and they're, you know, they know what they're looking for, so they're not gonna, yeah. Companies aren't gonna get away with being so shit, mm-hmm. maybe.
And more research, I guess, I think.
Yeah, if there's more money, there's more, mm-hmm. there's more going on, yeah.
And you were saying before that there's less brand loyalty, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it, yeah, yeah, yeah. So people don't mind, they, you know, they'll just buy lots of different brands mm-hmm. and they don't care. So, you know, companies are forced to compete and produce decent products, which is nice.
Which is really good, because actually yeah. we as a people, we are overly brand loyal to
yeah.
to a fault.
Yeah.
Because we'll go, oh.
I'm a Nivea person yes. or a Clarins girl or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, okay, why? What's
yeah.
that for? Mm. But they just believe in that particular brand mm-hmm. is going to sort them out and it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. The Koreans don't have that approach, and they will happily move along if something's not good.
Good, good for yeah. them.
So it keeps the companies on their toes. So what did I write down? So the Asian skincare philosophy is to use numerous steps with different sorts of products than we're used to using in Western lands. e.g. ampoules, serums, essences and skins. And it's more, it's overall more gentle and more focused on hydration.
Okay.
So they have like more steps in their routine. So I think double cleansing came from Korea, maybe.
Okay.
I'm sort of just don't know whether I'm lumping it, all of Asian skincare together in a lump. I don't know if Chinese people do it differently to Korean people, do it differently to Japanese. But I think generally in Asia, there's just more of a focus on this kind of stuff. But I think Korea is the place where...
And South Korea.
Yeah, South Korea.
Not North Korea.
I don't know what's happening in North Korea.
I heard you're only allowed one of 9 haircuts. Do you know that? Mm? Hairstyles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So they have, like, 9 government-approved hairstyles.
And you go, I want a number 3.
Yeah.
Oh, at least there's 9.
Yeah.
Just 2.
Well, maybe you could say, I want a number 3 at the front.
And number 2 at the back.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
And that's where the mullet was born.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have like a 10-step routine, which sounds like, oh my God, that's so crazy. But then once you start sort of trying to get all these products into a routine, you'll quickly come up to 10 steps with no trouble at all. I was like, oh, 10 steps. And then I was like, yeah, I probably do about 10 steps. Probably, maybe.
In the morning?
Not in the morning, maybe. You know, well.
Right now I'm like doing 2.
Yeah, Natalie's gone
I've burnt myself on tretinoin and I hate it now. I will go back to it, but I'm just reading yeah. about how to layer to stop burning myself. But my skin is really raised and it feels very textured and yeah. painful.
Yeah.
So I'm just cutting it all out.
Yeah, it's funny, I never managed to get on with it. Like, it makes my acne get worse. Probably just sort of destroys my skin barrier, and then I end up with worse spots. And then you have to wait for that all to calm down, and then reintroduce it, and la 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 la. But yeah, I've never seen the benefits of it, really.
No.
I haven't got that far. I always think, right, I'm going to get there this time, I'm going to do it,
yeah.
and do it really carefully and slowly. And then I always go too far one day, and
yeah.
then you're ruining the day and the whole of the next week or so. You're just trying to repair things.
Yeah, that's where I am now.
Yeah, feeling really sorry for yourself.
I put E45 cream on my face yesterday.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that didn't burn.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually felt really nice.
It's that burning feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, water. Stings.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, no. Poor you.
Back to South Korea.
So the 10-step routine, so double cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So use an oil-based cleanser first to remove makeup, and then a water-based cleanser to sort of clean any remnants off. Then your exfoliation,
mm-hmm.
so that could be physical or acids. Acid is actually gentler than physical exfoliation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I've been, you know, we've been told that physical exfoliation is bad, don't do it, no scrubs. But then, you know, sort of every now and then I'll come across somebody saying that actually my skin really loves it. So I don't think it's as entirely bad. Like our friend Ellie, who's got the really bad eczema, she said that she'd been using a scrub.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what? No, don't do that. That's terrible. She's like, oh, my face feels so much better for it. So maybe it's the kind of
maybe it's like purging, like once every while. Do you know what I mean? I can imagine that.
You take the skin off.
Yeah, exactly. You? But maybe it's because it's like built up and it's so uneven. Maybe that's
like sanding it down.
Yes, and starting again.
Yeah. So maybe once in a while. But I think things like St. Ives, you know, the things with like really big chunks in.
Yeah, of walnut kernels.
Yeah. I don't think that really.
They
works.
Don't mean that.
That's sort of like a scratchy sort of. Like I had.
It felt great on your 20-year-old face though, didn't
it? Yeah. I don't know. Like, did it?
I loved it.
Bits of sand.
Now I'd put it on my feet.
Yeah, feet.
Mm.
Yeah. I had a product from Pixie that was a physical exfoliant. I can't remember what it's called. It's always the way, isn't it?
Mm.
Peel and something or other, but it's got like enzymes in it and some sort of really quite fine sandy stuff. And that did feel pretty good. I was like, oh yeah, that is quite nice actually. But yeah, generally acid is you know, better for a day-to-day thing. It's going to be gentler. And an example of an Asian acid toner is Mizon AHA BHA Daily Clean Toner.
Okay.
That is very good. So I got a lot of my information from Asian beauty subreddit on Reddit and from a blog, amazing blog called Snow White and the Asian Pear. I know, it's such a beautiful name. Like, that she knows loads and she does a lot.
Is she from South Korea?
I don't know, actually. Oh, okay. I didn't see her About Me page, but...
Is it Peel and Polish by Pixie?
Yeah, Peel and Polish, that's it. But yeah, her blog is amazing if you're looking to get into Asian beauty. She explains a lot and she knows a lot about the products and tries them all out. So that's got a good blog to read. But yeah, acid toner after you cleanse.
Okay.
On clean skin.
And all sounds pretty good.
Yeah, sounds sort of normal. Mm-hmm. Not weird to me anyway. No. Actives, then you go on to serums and ampoules.
Okay.
So you might have a BHA again, vitamin C, retinoids, niacinamide.
In the morning, sort of... a retinoid. I would never put one.
No. Oh. This isn't for like all the time. This step has your actives in it. So if you're doing it in the morning, you put your vitamin C in there, and then night time you put your retinoids in.
Right.
So I guess once you've toned, you've got sort of clean, dry, toned skin with an acid toner, so your pH is balanced, and then you move on to your serums and ampoules and actives.
Gotcha.
So, say vitamin C in the morning, and she mentioned OST C20 Original Pure Vitamin C Serum. So that's a recommendation for an Asian vitamin C serum.
Okay.
I'll probably write all these down, put them on the Facebook group. And then once that's sunk in, you can move on to your hydrators and essences. This is where you might pop your Seven Skins in. Have you heard of that?
Never.
No.
Sounds a little bit creepy. I don't know.
Seven Skins.
Yes. I've made a lampshade out of Seven Skins.
Oh, no. I'm not going to be able to think about the Seven Skins without thinking about Ed Gein now, thanks.
Yeah, or Buffalo Bill.
There's something about Ed Gein just makes me chuckle.
What, that he's sexy or
no? He just makes me laugh. The whole idea.
Do you know
what was he like?
Do you know what's creepy about him is he always had a grin on his face.
Yeah, he's always a stupid grin on his face.
Yeah, because he was a bit tapped.
He loved his mum so much.
He loved his mummy.
Yeah. A blind pole with lips at the end. Human lips.
And a belt made out of nipples.
Yeah.
It's like...
What?
I know. How did it not rip?
I don't know. I don't get it.
He must have tanned it.
Yeah, he must have known what he was doing. Yeah, anyway. Sorry,
guys.
Seven Skins, Ed Gein. Yeah, so basically that just means putting on 7 layers of a hydrating toner to sort of hydrate your face to the max.
So like a spray
or a gel sort of serum-y type of thing. Have you ever seen my...
Seven?
Just patting on, so you put a bit in, on, pat, put a bit on, pat it into your skin, and set, and on the seventh go, your skin turns into a baby. It seriously does.
But why seven? I mean,
I don't know. Just bunch. It's just like I never count. If I was going to do that, I wouldn't count.
What would you put as your seven skins, then, out of your sort of big haul of stuff?
So I've got a Hedo Labo Premium Essence or Lotion, yeah, and it's like a sort of hyaluronic acid serum. Okay. It's quite sort of, you get a quite a big bottle of it, so it would be quite good for that.
Okay.
Or, you know, you could use something a bit more watery. I've got like a Misha First Treatment Essence, and that's just like water. So you might not want to put anything too thick on 7 times, because you're just going to end up with a sticky face.
Mm.
But you could use a couple of different things, something okay. a bit more watery and then maybe something a bit more sticky. Yeah. Do you use any hydrating mists or anything?
I've got one that... I had a really lovely Bobbi Brown one that my sister got me when I was in labour, actually, that I used up, which had, like...
Well, such a lovely idea of your sister.
It was
really... Like, you're going to be so blissfully hydrated during your labour.
And the last thing I remember is clutching a gas and air, and the woman on the ward said, "Leave it here, this belongs to this floor." And I...
And I'm like...
You bitch.
You were misting yourself delightfully.
I actually did mist myself. I sat on a football watching a film about the Iraq War. Hayden was asleep on the bed in the ward, and I was just there bouncing, waiting for contractions, and misting myself. So I did actually do it.
You did a bit of misting.
What do I use now? I use the one that's green. What's it called? Disciple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A nice one with, like, cucumber and stuff in. It's lovely. Mm. I don't do it 7 times.
No.
But actually, since I've been having this horrible tretinoin skin...
Tret crap, I call it.
Yeah, it's terrible. I've been doing a lot of the misting.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. Sort of really sort of pack the water into your face,
mm-hmm.
and then you seal it in with your moisturisers.
Okay.
So, yeah, so after your hydrator, you could do a sheet mask.
Okay.
If you were that way inclined.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They always leave my face sticky as anything. Maybe I haven't just haven't used the right ones.
Okay.
But they do really hydrate your face.
Never used a sheet mask.
You just feel really plump afterwards. But some of them have like fragrances.
Right. What do they have in it then? What's the active?
Depends. Yeah. There's thousands of them. Like if you went to a Korean skincare market, there probably would be literally thousands of different types, varying in price. And it's just, you know, you can get sheets that are just made out of like a tissue paper and you put it over your face and it's very satisfying because you look like a murderer, which is hugely amusing.
I've seen the picture of you looking murdery, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I'm wearing somebody's face. And then you just look at your phone for 15 minutes and then you take it off and your face is really hydrated.
Cool.
And then you put moisturiser on it and it just seals it in.
I think I'd probably do that if I was going out. I probably wouldn't do it on a daily basis.
No, yeah, that's it.
I
was leaving the house.
Women approaching her 40s out, you know. not just going
this
down
is
the
This
shop.
Once a year occasion that it happens,
Do you know, I went out with some friends back in January.
Yeah.
It's amazing going out in Cardiff or any big city for that matter. And feeling completely invisible.
Oh no, so nobody's checking you out anymore. I can't believe that. You're a very attractive person.
No, yeah, but these...
But they're children. They look like kids now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also the men have got beards, but they're not really. They're little boys, but with beards.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're like, you've got a childlike eyes.
You've got a child's face and big old biceps.
Yeah, what is with this muscle thing? They're all getting really muscular.
They're all getting muscular, but I don't think it's in a natural way. It
well,
doesn't look it to me.
That's not going to be attractive, is it? All roided up and steroidy.
It is. apparently steroids is the drug of choice for South Wales.
Yeah. Oh my God, I don't doubt it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother had a friend who's always on the roids. Apparently, it was like a middle-aged woman now.
He looks like, oh, he's got tits. Mm.
Yeah, that's what happens after you
if you stop working out.
Because you've replaced your own testosterone, so you're supplying your body with testosterone, more testosterone than it needs, so it stops producing it. So the glands, testicles, yeah, are like, oh, you don't need me then. I'll just go small and...
I'll go inverted.
I won't produce the hormone anymore.
Okay.
And so they stop taking it, and they're a little bit more ladylike.
Isn't that amazing? Because they walk like they've got huge danglers, don't they,
these guys? They've got big muscles.
Tiny little...
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good for a human body. It's a bad thing, stupid thing to do. Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not hot.
No, except for the fact they've got big arms.
Yeah.
And you just know the amount of effort that's gone into that. You're like, well, do you want a boyfriend with big arms? He's just going to be not in your house.
And grumpy.
Talking to you. Yeah, moody, small testicles, massive arms, never there.
Sign me up.
Yeah, no thanks. Something fat and normal.
Do you know what I'm really glad has gone? Is the deep V-neck. Do you remember
when they used to like shave their chests and it would look a bit painful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just deep V-necks. I always thought, have you forgotten to wear a shirt? Or is that like a look? I know, I sound like someone's mum.
Oh, no, I know. We are mums, though. That's the thing. We are somebody's mums.
We are.
Yeah. No. No, none of that for me.
Back to sheet masks.
Yeah. Sheet masks are super hydrating, and they have different active ingredients in, you know, depending on what you want. So you might have niacinamide in them, and I'll come on to the amazing Asian skincare ingredients that they like to use. So there might be snail essence filtrate in there. So they like snail essence, which is literally slime that's come out of a snail.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there was a snail farm, and they noticed all the snail farmers...
Had lovely hands.
They had lovely hands.
Wow.
Yeah, the hands were not aging when the rest of them were. And they were like, hang on a minute, let's put this on our faces.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
Can they replicate that for vegans?
No.
I guess not.
I don't think they can.
Enzyme is or whatever.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about
that.
Right,
so they use a lot of snail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, they don't kill the snails though, but then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Honey's not vegan for that same reason, I guess.
Yeah. Are they being nice to the snails? Well, I hope so.
Yeah, they're happy.
They're all right.
They're just busy sliming. Just
sliming away.
Yeah.
So a couple of products that are good for snail essence are COS RX Snail Mucin Essence 96, which has 96% snail essence in it. And then there's one that you can get in Britain, which is called Dr. Organic or Organic Dr. Snail Gel. You see it in
I thought you were going to say Dr. No.
Dr. No.
That's such a good name.
Dr. Organic Snail Gel, which is like in Holland & Barrett. It's really sticky. It's not very nice. It has a slimy texture, unsurprisingly, so things with snail in will be slimy.
Okay.
It helps hydration, conditioning, healing, and it may help with aging.
Cool.
But it's slimy though, so I don't like the things I've used with snail in to any great degree have been pretty sticky and unpleasant. So,
okay.
No thanks. Fermented ingredients, they like the things that are broken down by fungi, I think, like spores and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're broken out, you know, like that's how wine is made, by fermenting it. So it's sort of rotten ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And the fermenting process makes the molecules smaller so they can absorb into your skin better.
Which is exactly like the Korean delicacy.
Yeah,
they
kimchi.
Put in the ground, kimchi.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's like fermented for months, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds awful. But apparently the fermented food is really good for you. Fermented beans.
Yeah.
Apparently they're really into that in Japan.
It is really nice. We had it at the Korean barbecue place Susie and I went to on Cabbage Road in Canton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Is it nice?
Oh, man, it's so nice. Really nice. When I was a meat eater, of course. I don't know what
they'd
be now.
Go, where do you get your skincare from?
Yeah.
Like, is there a market or something?
Can I piggyback?
Yeah. Send me some. So apparently the good fermented ingredients include red ginseng. So look out for that in the ingredients list, which may help with wrinkles and pigmentation. Fermented soy apparently can increase the skin's hyaluronic acid.
Cool.
Makes it plumper. And those two ingredients have been proven to work in studies, according to a blog called beautifulwithbrains.com. But I was using a fermented essence, and I found that my acne seemed worse, and because it's got fungus in it, I think that's not necessarily very good for acne-prone skin.
Okay.
They like to use hyaluronic acid, so they're into like hydration and plumping. Bee propolis, that's another non-vegan thing, which comes from honey, so it's antibacterial, healing. There's an essence I've had called Benton Snail Bee High Content Essence, and that's got snail in it as well. It's propolis, and it's really nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it might be quite nice for your skin, actually, at the moment.
Honey. Should I just put some of Hayden's mum's honey on my face?
Yeah, just put some honey on your face, yeah.
Okay. Just pure honey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make like a mask. Rinse it off again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I will do that tonight. Mm. I've got tons of the stuff.
Yeah. She's good, isn't she, your mother-in-law?
She's great.
Yeah. Ginseng has got antioxidants and it brightens the skin. Aloe vera.
Oh, cool.
Soothing. Arbutin. They're quite keen on having that and everything.
Good.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
For pigmentation. So you've got you used your essence with all these wonderful ingredients.
Okay.
And then there's the moisturiser, so creamy kind of stuff. And then you might want to use a night cream or a sleeping pack, they're called. And they're like thicker, sort of more jelly-like night moisturisers. They've got sort of different textures to the sort of thing we're used to.
Okay.
Eye cream and an occlusive, maybe. And in the morning, then there's sunscreen.
Okay.
So the whole concept of Asian skincare is that you first sort of make yourself familiar with your own skin needs and tailor your routine to your needs on a daily basis. So,
okay.
Which seems like common sense, doesn't it, really? Because I think there's a sort of tendency for people to like say, I've got oily skin, and then what do I do for oily skin? And expect somebody to tell you exactly what you need based on that one word.
Yeah, and it'll be one product.
Yeah, so
one moisturiser, please, for oily skin.
And you know, the Asian philosophy is that it doesn't have to be simple, but you know, nobody can tell you what to use. It's you know, there's millions of different products, and you've got to try them and find out which one's for you. So there's a phrase that they use quite often on the skincare subreddits on Reddit, which is your mileage may vary. They just write YMMV.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you'll see that written if you go on these Reddits, you'll see YMMV, and for you know, initially you'll be like, and it's just like, you know, what works for me doesn't necessarily work for you.
Yeah. So
there's no point in listening to my advice in a way.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, you know, everybody's skin is microscopically different, and you might be different on a different day, and like one ingredient might work for somebody and not work for somebody else. So yeah, don't take anybody's skincare suggestions as gospel and law, because you may not get on with them yourself.
Do you use eye cream?
Yeah.
Do you use a separate
eye
product? Kind of
use it different. Yeah, I put something different on my eyes.
What do you put on?
Because I use such sort of strong acne stuff on the rest of my face. So I kind of like, so the rest of my face is getting azelaic acid, and then I just wander off to let that sort of leave that on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of hours before I go to bed, and immediately before I get into bed, I put on like my moisturiser, like might be Cerave in a tub, or NMF in the nighttime. So I kind of put something around my eye just while the azelaic is working. So what am I using at the moment? So there's a Cerave one, actually. There's a Cerave eye cream.
That's
quite nice, yeah. And sometimes I just put a bit of Hyalamide sub-Q eyes around there. That's nice as well.
Yeah, I've heard that's nice.
Yeah.
I should start doing that.
Just because my eye skin is just a bit drier, so
yeah,
put something extra on there.
Yeah, I just feel like mine suffers because all of my sort of hyperpigmentation treatments are way
right
too close
next
to my
to
eye.
Your eye, aren't they? Yeah.
So it's, I need to be a bit more careful. Yeah. The Dennis Gross one I used was really nice, and the Iceland eye sort of, they were like drops in the serum. It was beautiful. It was so nice, but just £1 million.
Was the Iceland one expensive?
Yeah,
as well?
It's pretty expensive. I think it's about 30-odd quid. It's less than Dennis
Jesus.
Gross.
Yeah,
I'll check that now. But yeah, both lovely.
Dennis Gross.
I'm just going to, I think I'll... Oh, no, I can't.
I'm quite basic. I never spend that much money on anything.
Sub-Q-wise is, like... Hyalamide's gone down in price.
It's gone down in
now,
price. I don't know how much it is exactly.
It's, like, 20% cheaper than
yeah
it used to be.
Yeah, so it's you know...
Because they've got a really good sensitive fix.
Yeah.
Which I was
I've
reading
never
about,
tried
which sounds
that
really
I
nice.
I just got the hydrodensity mist, like
right,
the hydrator, and that's really nice as
is
well.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I got the Ordinary's new cleanser, the squalene
oh
cleanser.
Oh, is it nice?
Really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's super cheap, isn't it?
It's really, well, yeah, you don't get, it's not very big, it's only 50 mils.
Okay.
So it's not going to last me long. Cause
how much was it?
I don't know. Was it £6 or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone was complaining that the price of it was more expensive than another brand for the same amount of cleanser. But I thought, well, just buy that one then.
Yeah.
Just because it's The Ordinary doesn't mean it has to
you
be
just,
cheap.
Yeah, like you've just got your...
Like, how dare you charge more than £4 for something, The Ordinary?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They can charge whatever they like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought that was really strange.
It's bizarre.
Because like, the strap line isn't cheap is better.
It's no, just, it's just that we'll only charge you for the ingredients.
Exactly.
Like, so if the ingredients are more expensive, like people are upset about the copper buffet.
Yes.
It's like, well, obviously the copper peptide is expensive because they've charged that much for it. So
yes,
it must, yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, and then they brought out hemisqualene, which was
like
new,
at
sort of around the same time as the copper. And that was like £2 something.
Wow.
So it's not just like, oh, we've just put our prices up. Sorry, you guys. They just... That was a particularly expensive ingredient. Anyway, what was I talking about? So look at your own skin on a day-by-day basis. And, you know, don't think that your dry skin is always just dry skin.
Yes.
So, you know, you can have, like, acne-prone dry skin.
Yes.
You can have dry and dehydrated skin. So your skin needs oil and water. So try that. You know,
okay,
try sort of hydrating your skin with these watery things.
Okay.
And and you may find that you didn't have dry skin, you had dehydrated skin. So you can have oily and dehydrated skin. You can have
yes.
Yeah.
Which is what mine is right now, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, probably. So you need water. That's it really for the skin types, but yeah, you know, and I was quite often find that some days I just don't need a moisturiser, and then another day, it feels really good and it soaks really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, was it yesterday? I put in a moisturiser and then my makeup just sort of floated down my face after an hour. It's like I didn't need that, did I? It was just sort of didn't go into my skin at all, and now I've got like eyeliner all down my face.
Here we go. Iceland, Icelandic Relief Eye Cream by Skin Iceland, SPYN.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
£40.
That's quite a lot. How much do you get?
Well, mine was in a little tester size.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know actually how that... Oh, 0.49 ounces.
Oh, that's not very big.
Oh, no. Brightening Eye Serum with Arctic Peptides. That's what I had. £30 for 12 mils.
Oh, so that's not very much of it.
No.
Oh.
It was lovely. I did take about 2 weeks to use it because I just loved the feeling.
Yeah.
Oh. Whatever Arctic peptides
well, yeah, I mean,
do,
you know, if it's,
I loved it.
If it feels good, then it's worth it, probably, isn't it?
Yeah, I think sometimes with eye stuff, I think, oh, you know, it feels really nice because it's cool, and
yeah,
therefore I think it's working.
Yeah.
But actually, I thought the caffeine stuff by The Ordinary was just bollocks.
Oh, yeah, nothing.
Sticky.
It just made my eye skin dry.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if it...
It sort of made it a bit more flaky.
I just remember it feeling very sticky, and it
yeah
never stopped feeling like that. It never sunk in.
Mm.
So
I remember taking a photograph of myself I had particularly puffy eyes, and then I put it on.
Oh, yeah.
I
took it was it, worse.
It was worse. It was definitely worse. Like markedly worse. I was like, all right, okay. I've just bought
sure you
this.
Got the right
thanks.
Legs.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, your mileage may vary.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I think did I just read out every single thing that I've got written down?
I think you did. That was well. Yeah. That's like kind of crammed in. That's really interesting. The seven skins bit is. That
yeah, that's a really sort of.
That beats me, but I am going to probably use. I did think
we'll
hydrating
try it once
mists
to see what happens.
Yeah, I did think it was bollocks hydrating mist before.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, do you know like when you? I just like as soon as I wash my face, don't let it dry out. You squirt yourself in the face immediately, like just immediately after you've cleansed.
Okay.
Don't let it get dry because you've just stripped all the oil so that the water can just evaporate out of your face.
Okay.
All of the plumpness and youngness
of
it is gone. So that's like contrary to what we're trying to do.
Because before, instead of using a hydrating mist, after cleansing, I would just get a tit load of hyaluronic acid and
That's the
rub
same
it all
thing.
Over my face.
Yeah, it's just a bit more thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that always does feel like I notice a difference.
A tit load.
Yeah. Like
the size of my tit.
A droopy breast, I was going to say. The size of a droopy breast. I've been listening to that. Aww. I know I'm really late to the party, but listening to that, my dad wrote a porno
I haven't
podcast.
Heard that, no.
It's so good. I mean, it's exactly what it says. This guy's dad wrote
a pornographic book.
He wrote erotic fiction.
Oh, did he get it published?
He's self-published.
Oh, no. How embarrassing.
He gave it to his son to read as the only boy.
What?
So he said, Dad, this is
what?
So great. I'm
That's
gonna...
child abuse.
No, his son's like 30.
Oh, okay.
And said, I am going to make a podcast out of this. And like 4 years later, it's still going.
And he's just reading out his dad's
He reads a chapter.
Oh my God. Is it?
It's brilliant. It's so bad. It's brilliant. But there's a bit where he says, her name's Belinda Beauchamp or some name that only a man in his 60s would find sexy.
Yeah.
Belinda Buchanan or something like that.
Yeah.
Just made up.
A really 80s
said,
name.
Yeah, she took her bra off and her breasts plummeted or plunged. Her breasts
just
plunged. It's like, well, you would never want your tits to plunge.
No, you want them to stay the same.
Oh, her breasts plunged, but her nipples stood to attention. Which one is
you
it?
You don't know anything about the physiology of a woman's body.
Well, do you know what? This reminded me. When I had the cafe, a man used to come in, and now looking back, this was quite creepy. Amy, who was one of my longest-serving waitresses in the cafe, was brilliant. And she got into a conversation with this man who used to come in for coffee all the time, Roger. And he said...
Sounds creepy.
What are you studying, Amy? And she's like, English literature. And he said, I've written a book. Would you like to proofread it? And it was the worst, most anatomically incorrect porn you have ever read in your whole life. He gave it to her. And she just came to me one day and she said, what should I do about this? And she'd circled it in red and put a big question mark.
What the hell is this?
He wrote clitoric lips.
Clitoric lips.
And so, you know when people say, like, write what you know?
Yeah.
So obviously, he was really into sailing. So the porn, the erotic fiction, just contained loads of nautical, sexy metaphors, and then really bad anatomically incorrect.
Oh, dear.
She said, what do I do about that? And I was like, actually, I'm not sure how comfortable I am with this now, because she was only like...
Yeah,
she wasn't a baby, but she was like 21.
Yeah, he just writing this to sort of know that she's reading it, like making out? Oh, it's some sort of like literature thing.
I mean, it was a huge manuscript. I saw it.
Oh,
it was
my
big.
God! What a weirdo!
Yeah, but anyway,
no, that's not normal. You don't like write porn and then give it to basically a teenage girl to read.
In his 60-year-old head, he didn't think it was porn. He thought it was a really strong storyline with lots of nautical themes and a little bit of sex in it, but it wasn't. It was clearly... And I think the end of the world happened and they were just bonking on a yacht.
Oh, my God. This is what he wanted to happen in his dreams. Mm. Oh, my God. People are so strange.
People are really strange. But if you get a chance, listen to it. It's so good. Yeah. My dad wrote porno. It's brilliant. And he gets his mates to read out different parts.
Different bits and like hearing their reactions to the bizarre things.
Yeah, it was great.
His own father says, oh my God, that's so funny. People are hilarious, aren't they?
Well, I think it's great. But, you know, there's no quality control, is there? If you self-publish, you can write any old shite.
Yeah.
Really.
How hilarious.
It is.
Yeah.
You look like a Kardashian in your grey...
Do I?
Your grey slouchy leisure wear and pink trainers.
Pink trainers.
Just very coordinated.
Just like dressed for comfort, really.
I know,
just,
but
like,
you've just...
basically
ended up...
ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
Just happened to look like a Kardashian. Well, I didn't know that. How wonderful.
A nice Kardashian, though, yeah. Not one of the shit
I couldn't...
ones.
I was like looking at... There was a funny thing. Somebody put on Reddit... Jamila Jamil. Did you see?
She's so great.
She's like, yeah, telling off Khloe Kardashian for promoting
Fit tea.
Yeah, like a diet drink that's basically a laxative. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, telling her that it was naughty and wrong. And I couldn't tell which one it was. I'm like, which one is that, Khloe? Is that
someone on Instagram said?
They all look exactly the same.
That's really bad of Kylie, you know, shame on her. And then someone jumped in and said, it's Chloe, actually. And then someone else jumped in and said, doesn't fucking matter, they're all one person. it's very true, but sadly.
It was funny reading, like, I've never looked at the Kardashians' Instagram before. I didn't know which one I was looking at. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, and they do all look the same.
Yeah, and then it was just loads of people telling her how terrible she was.
I mean... Yeah, she's not exactly hurting for money. I get it if you're pushing fit tea online, if you're a struggling Instagram model.
That's kind of, you know...
It's the lowest of the low.
Like a D-list, the only way is Essex. They need to make their money where they can.
They need to do shit club promotions. Yeah. Like, they need to turn up at Bar Coco in Barry.
Yep.
Which is what Jordan, where she was
did
a couple
she?
Weeks ago.
Oh, was she? I would have gone.
I know, I said that to my hairdresser.
Why didn't we go?
Why didn't you tell me?
Jordan.
I would have totally gone.
She's like the same age as us.
She had a meet and greet with Jordan. Apparently she just got trashed and was really rude.
Oh,
but that's
later,
perfect.
Right? Yeah, I would have loved that. Why didn't we go?
But yeah, she should be pushing fit tees, not someone who's
not
worth...
someone who's globally, you know, millionaire, billionaire, whatever she is. Yeah,
probably a billionaire, I guess.
Sure to be. Mm. Yeah, there was a few adverts. There was one, I'd noticed like an advert on her feed for one of those like little torches you stick in your mouth. Natalie's just opened her eyes really big.
What?
It's like for home bleaching. And it's like a battery-powered blue torch you stick in your mouth.
They were like the shittest of the shit.
They're shit. They're not going to do anything to the colour of your teeth. It's,
I thought they were banned. Not for being dangerous, just for being...
stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know, it's in America.
What's the science? Is it like UV light?
Well, hydrogen peroxide...
Okay.
I haven't got any bloody English. Ignited. No, it's...
Activated.
Activated by heat.
Okay.
So it's like the heat, the energy, the heat energy sort of makes it work quicker.
Right, okay.
So, you know... It's quite warm in your mouth anyway. You can just put it on your teeth in a bleaching shield and it works really well.
I think like...
It just takes a little bit longer.
What Jamila's saying has a point, which is don't make out that you don't have a personal chef and a personal trainer and all of those things. These broke people don't have that.
No.
They've got one hope, which is...
You're not going to end up looking like her just because you bought some tea. It's a con.
No, she has a great surgeon. They all do.
Yeah.
Their bums look so silly. Bums are just so silly.
So rounded.
That's just silly. Like, you know, you obviously paid for that. That's fine if it makes you feel better, but don't lie about it.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Don't make out that we can achieve the same thing just by doing
I don't
a want to
achieve
thing.
That bum. That's just...
No.
Not on legs
oh my God,
that are too small.
I don't care.
You need big thighs if you're going to have a big bum.
Like, your cat is looking through a darkened window at me. It's freaking me right out.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's not allowed in because I think she's done a wee on my rug.
Yeah, bloody cats. They're just like the scourge of our lives, aren't they? Every time we go to each other's houses, like, what's your cat done?
Eunice is brilliant usually, and she has a litter box, but she just decided to spite me. I know what it is. Hayden bought her cheap biscuits.
And oh, shit.
She knows how to
get
it.
Oh, my God, that's sinister.
Yeah,
and my cats aren't that intelligent.
No, your cats are really thick.
Yeah.
I'm sure I saw your cat walk into a wall, but actually, Eunice is pretty
thick. Oh, yeah, at the very least. Yeah. So, do you have any Asian skincare favourites or anything you've tried?
I'm totally new to Asian skincare.
Oh, cool.
Anything Asian skincare at all.
So, skincare.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do the Seven Skins right now because my poor face needs it. This is the worst my skin's ever been.
You look absolutely fine.
Thanks, but I don't feel it. It's
no.
Very braily along my jawline.
Yeah.
Very bad.
I get with Tourette.
Yeah. Terrible. Anyone had any good experience with
Tourette? Does anyone come through the other side and go, yeah, actually, girls, it's going to be okay after you've done this, and this for this length of time?
I'm not even using it twice a week quite now. It's like, that's how bad it's got.
And I think, like, what did somebody say, I think it was Lab Muffin or somebody said, mm-hmm. Tourette is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's no point rushing it. Just do it slow.
Yeah.
Keep, like, going back and forth, you know, when your skin starts. But the thing is, I find, is my skin doesn't start to look a bit dry and then I pull back.
No, it just
goes from 0 to 100.
Exactly.
Sort of normal to bloody awful without very much provocation.
And also, mine will do it but about 2 or 3 days after I last applied
it. So you don't know what's coming.
I was going to say, there's I know I've talked about Ian Marber and his Instagram page. This is the man that's championing Nutribollocks.
He's got a nice Instagram. He looks like a nice man.
He does look like a really nice man, and I really like him because he's just normal. Not the latest, but one of the old Nutribollocks. This made me... I couldn't sleep the other day, and I just decided to go scroll through Instagram, and this made me wake Hayden up because I was laughing so hard.
Oh, no.
It was... welcome to the Nutribollocks poll. Please vote for the most misguided, misleading, or irritating diet advice claim or post. And it was apple timings versus hot water benefits.
Pardon?
Apple timings.
Apple timings, you say?
Eat it in the morning, not in the evening. Apples are evil in the evening. and then benefits of hot water pretty much cures AIDS, if you believe this one Instagram post.
I mean, well, yeah.
It's just terrible.
Cures AIDS. Oh, bloody hell.
It's just...
I bought some hydrogen peroxide for the use of bleaching something, and some person had written in the Amazon reviews, cured my depression.
For what? Sorry?
Hydrogen peroxide for bleaching things into a lighter colour. And they've been drinking it, and it cured their depression. Bleach. Like, no, what do you mean? Don't do that.
Is that like a really half-assed suicide attempt, or did they actually mean...
I think they meant you know, there's just like schools of thought, isn't there? Like crazy schools of thought about different things, and I think that was one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, oh dear.
No, didn't cure depression.
So yeah.
Made you really illogical.
Yeah, you know, there's reviews like, oh, my toilet's loads cleaner now, thanks. And
maybe that's what he meant by cleared. He was depressed because
his house was a tip. Hopefully he just had a clean house and it made him happy. Oh, dear.
Oh,
yeah,
That's terrible.
Yeah, there's a lot of misguided information.
So, going back to Korean skincare, if we're going, are there any particular brands stroke that you would
good
say...
Good question.
You know, if you're going to start
If you're going to dip your
here,
toe, COSRX.
COSRX,
yeah.
KOS?
COS.
COSRX.
They do some good stuff, and it's not a really expensive brand.
Okay.
So it's quite nice to try a couple of things.
Where'd you buy it from, Amazon?
You've got to be careful with Amazon. Sometimes there's fakes on there, but I do buy things from Amazon because it's just easier.
Okay.
I just think, well, they're not that expensive.
Okay.
And I went actually. There's a Asian skincare shop in London.
Whoa.
Called P2 Bus.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's quite strange.
Isn't near not Liverpool Street or Piccadilly Circus. And it's just like a little Asian shop where like it's just rammed with stuff. But everything's about £10 more expensive than it would be if you bought it online.
Okay.
But you do get the luxury of just having it in your hand, walking out with it, rather than waiting for a period of time for it to be delivered. And it was quite intimidating in there, though.
Why?
Yeah, there's like I was just sort of walked into the shop, like, you know, it took me a while to find it. I walked from the tube and I was like, I'm in here, yay, I'm in London, in P2 bus, looking at the skincare, yay me. And the guy, like, walked in, and immediately the man who works in there just started shouting, get out of my shop, get out of my shop. And I thought he was talking to me, but he was talking to a woman who was standing nearby. I don't know what the woman standing nearby was doing, but she looked really upset. I don't know if she was trying to nick something or whether she was just browsing for too long, but he told her off and chucked her out.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then I got to the till, and he was, and I'd been like, taking photos of things on my phone because putting them on Instagram. And he was like, "Do not have your phone in your hand." Like, he was like, "Hide it. Don't put it in your pocket." Like, he was really like telling me off for having my phone visible. Like, oh, sorry.
Why?
Okay.
Like, don't take photos of my stuff? Or?
No, that's what I thought he meant, and I was terrified of him.
What did he mean?
I think he just was worried I was going to be pickpocketed if somebody was watching and saw me sort of waving my phone around and stuffing it in the back pocket of my jeans.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay. Maybe just to work on his personal skills.
Yeah.
Customer service skills. But yeah, he had a nice shop
full of
nice stuff.
But the shop was full of, Asian skincare. And they did help me when I was like, oh, I think I'll ask a couple of questions. See if...
And they were pretty knowledgeable. So it wasn't
just pointing things out. And they were nice enough. Helped me with prices. It's like, you don't know how much anything is necessarily if there's not a sticker on it.
Yeah.
And then you might accidentally buy something that's worth £185.
Was there anything that you were like...
Holy shit. Quite a lot of them, because they're way overpriced in there.
Right.
So it's like, the COSRX is £17 on Yes Style. It's the website I quite often go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big website with loads and loads and loads of different stuff.
Okay.
It's quite good fun to browse. And it was £17 on there, and it was £27 in P2 Bus.
Okay.
But I bought it anyway because I didn't want to leave empty-handed, and I was frightened.
And, you could have
intimidated by
you.
The man. Yeah. Yeah, that was the shop that I went in and accidentally spent £125.
Okay.
Because I bought like, a mascara and an essence, and then I bought two really small soft toys for my children. And they cost £25 each.
What?
And I didn't realise there was no price on them. I didn't think they could be that much. But I'd spent £50 on two little dollies.
How big were the dolls?
Like a, about 4 inches high. I was like, you better look after these toys.
And you were too scared of the man.
I was too scared.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. And also because I didn't want to come home empty-handed, and they were very cute.
Yeah. But, my kid's happy with whatever comes inside a Kinder Surprise.
I know, yeah.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
Also very funny, I'd love to go there with you.
Yeah, let's do it. And so the COSRX is good. Let me try and think of a few brands. Now, Misha does like nice SPF, BB creams. Tony Moly is the one that's got like cute packaging. That's quite good fun. What other brands? Claire's, that's a bit more expensive. Trying to think. I'll put some pictures up. Benton has got like some nice essences. Yeah, if you go to Snow White and the Asian Pear.
Okay.
She's got lots of recommendations, and the Asian Beauty subreddit.
Okay.
Just Google it and then download the app, and your life will be changed forever.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And there's a lot of, first-hand reviews and people with different skin types reporting on different things.
Okay.
It was somebody did a really good experiment where she'd like, I can't remember what her blog was. PekingPomeranian.com or whatever. She bought like 8 different Asian sunscreens and like partitioned her arm with sellotape and painted stripes of each sunscreen.
No way.
Yeah, on her arm.
Oh, I love her dedication.
And then laid out in the sun for 2 hours.
Whoa.
So she had like unprotected strips of skin and then all these different sunscreens numbered on her arm. And she burnt in the 2 hours, except for these stripes. And then she wrote down what the colour difference for each stripe was.
That's amazing.
Yeah, what a woman.
And they're all obviously the same, they're all meant to be the same protection.
Yeah, yeah, or, you know, and the same thickness of application, that sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. She suffered for her art.
That's amazing. I hope her arm is okay.
Yeah, but the sunscreen that I just bought, the Misha, I can't remember if it's All Around or something, but Misha Waterproof Sun Milk is one I bought recently that I'm quite enjoying, and that did rather well in this experiment.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Good.
But yeah, it's like a milk, so it's really runny, and you put it on, my face is sort of glistening and milky and looks horrible. And then, you know, by the time I've gone to put my coffee cup down and turn back around to the mirror, it's matte.
Whoa.
And sort of soaked in, yeah.
That's amazing. And yeah. That's a factor 50.
Factor 50 with loads of pluses. So it's got
and is it just mineral or is it?
It's got chemical as well.
Okay.
So it's got Tinazorb, which is one of the best chemical sunscreens you can have, because it doesn't break down when the sun shines at it. And it's got really broad UVA protection.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's something good to look out for is Tinazorb. And it's got a really long chemical name that I just have to Google every single time. I'm never going to remember it. Yeah. But, yeah, Asian sunscreens are just way better than Western ones. I wouldn't even attempt to buy, like, a Eucerin sunscreen or a... What are, I don't even think, what British brand sunscreen?
Altruist is British.
Yeah, like, and that broke me out.
Yeah.
So that's got quite a lot of chemicals in it.
Yeah.
Even though it's really nice formula for the body, my face, it was just an acne mess. But yeah, Asian sunscreen seem to work a lot better.
Well, and I think they're properly developed for the face, whereas the ones that we have are just like...
Yeah.
All over, a little bit like men's shampoo.
Yeah.
You know, you can
use it
to
on your...
clean your car windscreen or, you know,
it just,
clean an oven.
It's always, they always seem quite heavy and sticky and nasty and clogging.
And I think that's probably why a lot of people up till now haven't really bothered investing in sunscreen.
So you need to find a sunscreen you're going to use because you're meant to have it, a lot of it on your face all day long.
Yeah.
And I find like this stuff... I'm just reapplying it on top of my makeup halfway through the day.
Wow, the milk?
Yeah, and just sort of soaks in.
That's like, amazing.
Initially, I just look horrible and white, but then, like, you know, 2 minutes later, it's all gone. It does have alcohol in it, which probably helps its quick absorption. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it goes pretty matte and colourless then.
Oh, that's
quite
wicked.
Handy. Yeah.
Okay. And the alcohol's not, it doesn't, you don't find it drying?
No, I haven't. I mean, you can't smell it. It's not like that much alcohol that it's like, phew, alcohol. Because there's a famous Asian sunscreen called Biore Watery Essence SPF 50. Lots of people talk about that as being like their holy grail. But it's got lemon scent in it and quite a lot of alcohol. And I think that's pretty drying.
Mm.
And then there's the mermaid gel that I'm always going on about.
Kanmaki one.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, and it's like a really glowy...
Mm.
It's almost... Well, it's not really like a highlighter at all. It's just sort of leaves your skin a bit dewy. And it looks really nice. A really nice finish, even on oily skin. And it's completely colourless. And that's factor 50. But I was messaging a lady via Instagram, and she was saying that she noticed... She wore it and she had a little... She was a bit red at the end of the day. But it's not that... You know, like, you almost kind of need a bit of body to it. If you're going to be wearing a sunscreen all day, you need to have... It needs to have some cling to it, so it sort of sticks to your skin, and maybe it just doesn't have that.
Or maybe you're just meant to reapply it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably just meant to put it back, put it on.
I mean, it does
time.
Say...
You know, I don't think it's particularly sweat-proof. So even if you're reapplying it... But you're having a heavy day, it's not really the sunscreen for it. But the Misha Waterproof, it's got waterproof in the title, so it should be a bit more resilient to the day. Because that's something to think about as well, isn't it? Because you do sort of sweat and move around. And,
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like, and then some people on the Asian subreddit talking about, well, it's more of an indoor sunscreen. But this is how serious these people are.
Yeah.
They've got indoor sunscreens.
So when, if you're driving, you're doing your long distance truck driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely need a good sunscreen then, I would have thought, because...
What was that? That brilliant...
Yeah, the half-faced
that
man.
That programme. No, it was there was one interviewing a woman, and she had one side of her face was really marked because she was a long-distance bus driver.
Yeah, and there's a famous picture of a driver who's probably looked like the one side of his face was melting.
Whoa.
Yeah, because the sun is so bad, yeah.
It's really weird. There's a really, really cute Welsh... fake tan label called Tanya White Bits.
Yeah, you mentioned that brilliant. Before. It's a good
and
name.
And I did ask if I could use. It's great. I did ask if you can use it on your face, and she said yes, it's fine. But I sent you the ingredients list, didn't I? But it's used a lot now in tanning salons locally, so I see them. But then I think, like, there's one tanning salon that's in Barry, really close to where I work, and I thought it was like a spray tanning salon, but tanning beds are still a thing.
Yeah. There's one near my house.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's like they had a big sign up saying new lamps.
Madness.
Like, oh, extra skin damage.
Yeah.
Brilliant. But people like use them like...
I just thought it was such a 90s thing. My next door neighbour's mum had one in the house.
You know, they should be banned because they are a threat to life. Definitely.
It's just mad, isn't it?
I've been on them.
Oh, I did in my 20s.
Yeah.
What a dickhead.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate.
It is.
I'm paying for it now.
We are.
Yeah, that's the same girl, actually, the one who wanted 2 mils in her lips. She was going on the sunbed before she went on holiday or something.
I don't understand that.
Don't do it. Just don't. Well, I need to get a base layer. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. She just doesn't want to look white on the beach.
Yeah, but that's what lying on the beach is for, isn't it?
Yeah. But no. No, don't. Yeah, because when you get to my age, waggling my finger at her, you'll be pigmented and you'll be upset with yourself. Yeah, no, I don't care, I'm 18.
Yeah, don't give a shit.
Shut up.
You're like so old.
Yeah, well, you look older than me.
Did you ever watch Dr. Foster?
First series.
Only ended up watching it like last week.
It's quite good, yeah.
It was
What's
really
her name?
Good.
Saran Jones.
Yeah.
She's quite sort of emotive.
She's amazing, she's great.
Yeah.
But it just made me laugh because she is younger than us. In it, but yeah, she's got she's amazing house, amazing life, and all that. So it wasn't that so much. It was the fact that, oh no, I'm giving this away. So if you've not watched Dr. Foster, just cover your
bleep
ears.
This out. Years.
Yeah.
What?
Just go. Ah. That her husband is having an affair with a girl who was, I guess, like 22, 23.
Yeah.
And the girl kept making remarks like, oh, you're so fucking mad and old. You old ancient bitch. And I was like, she's only 15 years older than us. Like, not loads older.
Yeah, you don't know what...
You don't think
you don't know how quickly that decade's going to pass, love.
But...
20 to 30.
But surely no one thinks 37's old, even when you're like 22, do you? Do you?
Yeah, you do think that. I remember when I went to Australia, the same trip, and I was talking to Australian people, and they were like, because we did the sort of, how old do you think I am? How old do you think I am?
Oh, God.
And I was like, 34? And they were like, no, I'm 25. Because it was so sun damaged. They had so wrinkly of skin because of the sun. And when I said I was 28, they were like, where are your children? Did you leave your children back in Britain? I was like, no, I haven't had any yet. That really made me feel very low.
Oh my God, when you were 28?
Yeah, I just got divorced. And they were like, where did you leave your children then? Where are your children? I'm like,
that's like a very puritanical,
weird have any children.
Thing to ask, isn't
it? Yeah, these young people are just like, but you're old. You're nearly 30, so you must have had children by now, because you're nearly dead. That was the kind of...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I know.
Is your baby punching you, going...
Yeah, she's always punching me.
Oh, is she? Can I touch her?
Yeah. It's like a weird ball of liquid on my abdomen.
I miss that ball of liquid.
Did you feel?
She came to say hello.
She did, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
I wasn't sure she was going to, but she did.
They never do when someone's hands on your stomach. Ever, 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 do they?
I know. I had my first sort of rather surprising stomach grab the other day. Yesterday.
This is why I always ask, even though you're my friend. Yeah. You've still got to ask, haven't you?
It was a stranger, and I wasn't even looking at her. She just came up, sidled up beside me, and stuck her hand on my stomach. I was like, hello. She's like, you're pregnant. That's wonderful. Like, okay, thanks.
That's weird.
Did you know I was pregnant before you touched my abdomen?
Yeah, because I was going to say you're of the size when actually...
Yeah, it could just be a really, really big dinner.
Yeah, that you are big dinner size, definitely.
I don't think that's an insane amount of stomach.
That's so strange.
Yeah, people are a bit weird.
I like that it would be a conversation starter for strangers. Yeah. I thought that was quite sweet, especially old ladies. I think that's really sweet.
Yeah, she was sort of...
But I remember I was in Tesco or somewhere, and I was like 4 or 5 months. I wasn't huge. I got massive, but it was
because you didn't tell anyone until you were like 5 months pregnant.
Yeah, so I must have been about 20, 22 weeks. And this woman... then started competing with me about her daughter and how her daughter was hardly showing, even though she was like 4 weeks.
Were you showing more than my daughter?
Further on than I was.
Yeah,
I just got really angry.
It's really annoying. Yeah. It's really weird. Why do people do this?
Don't tell me I'm big. It's fine, thanks.
Like, oh, you're showing quite a lot now. Yeah. My daughter isn't showing at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, well... it's all, my body's all stretched out loose, though, isn't it? I go, it's all pre-stretched. Your daughter's probably like 19 or something, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thing to say, isn't it?
It's odd. It doesn't make you feel very good about yourself.
Mm.
No. It's a bit odd.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
If you see a pregnant woman, tell her she looks lovely. Just lovely. Don't say anything else at all.
Don't touch her.
Asian skincare is brilliant, though. And, definitely read a bit more about it because there's a lot of choice.
I will be now. I'll be going on to Yes Style.
Is really good fun. You can just spend hours and it's not really expensive. Yeah.
I will.
Do a bit of research.
Let us know what to talk about next.
But, yeah. That's the tricky thing is trying to recommend something because there's so many options and so many different skin types.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Your mileage may
vary.
Don't
necessarily ask me for advice on choosing because I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it all. I can only tell you about the things I know about. But yeah, Snow White and the Asian Pear is an excellent resource.
Go from there.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
See you on the Facebook group. Bye.
Goodbye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.